This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris. We're going to talk about Joe Biden and gas prices here in a moment. They, like everything, have spiked under Joe Biden, but it's everybody else's fault, in case you hadn't noticed.
$5 in New York now.
Yeah, it was $5 when I was in San Francisco a couple weekends ago.
Yep.
Yeah, I took pictures to prove it. So we're going to talk with the former chief of staff of the EPA about that today on the program. Also, we have, I promised, Joe Rogan. Have we cleaned up Joe Rogan?
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yep.
You can't just play Joe Rogan and not expect the famous podcaster to drop some inappropriate language for a family program like ours. So we got that cleared up. And he took on Dr. Gupta about CNN falsely claiming things about Joe Rogan. That's why we like Joe. He doesn't take any prisoners. And then the bottom of the hour, Greg Kelly from Newsmax will be here. I want to talk with him about the John Gruden thing. Unbelievable what happens to people. I mean, we haven't talked about it a lot, but John Gruden was fired, essentially, because of something he said in a private email from his private email address. And he wasn't even an NFL coach at the time. He was an analyst on ESPN.
And what he said wasn't false. he spoke some truth and, some hurt feelings got...
You can't speak truth. Certainly not anymore.
I don't think he'd use that language on ESPN as he was at the time.
But, but against the private email. Culture is retroactive, so it goes back
to... It is, yeah. So... You had a good take on that the other night. I thought, hey, it'd be fun to have Greg Kelly back on, so we'll do that in a minute as well. Quick programming note. Tomorrow, as you know, Senator Kramer was on yesterday, so there will be no talk radio town hall with him, but we will do a talk radio town hall with Brian Klipfel, who is the head of workforce safety and insurance, as well as the unemployment, North Dakota job service, and oversees unemployment benefits. And we want to talk just about the workforce situation in North Dakota. We asked I think it was last week. We just said, where have all the workers gone? Like, well, why are there so many unfilled positions? What do the numbers look like? Why is the workforce shrunk? How many North Dakotans are still out of the workforce because of the COVID benefits? All those questions tomorrow with Brian Klipfel in our talk radio town hall. And if you have any questions on that front, text them in right now at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Also, before we go to our next guest, I want to remind you we're headed to New York City. A Christmas tradition we started many years ago here. My wife Marie and I host this trip to New York City for a little Christmas cheer. We bring North Dakota Christmas cheer to New York City, and boy, do they need some these days. But we've got a great tour lined up this year. You can go from Bismarck or Fargo Tuesday, the 7th of December. We're back on the 11th. Broadway show, Radio City Music Hall for the Christmas Spectacular. It's actually the... They have a live nativity season, a scene. I mean, it's like the actual Christmas story. Jesus and everything in New York City. You can't even make it up. And the Rockettes are fantastic. That's a great show, great music. And we'll also do Ain't Too Proud, the story of the Temptations at the famous Imperial Theater after dinner at Carmine's. We do Times Square, 9/11 Memorial, and a live after 5 cruise out on the Manhattan skyline. That's fantastic. Shopping, breakfast on us every day, dinners together. It's just a lot of fun. If you'd like to go, send me a text and we'll get you all the information. Prices start at $31.99 per person based on double occupancy. And the final day to register is coming up here in the next few days. So we got to get you in on that. And joining us in New York City, 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. If you want to cut to the chase and get yourself an answer really quick, you can go right directly to Group Travel Planners And their email is just that, grouptravelplanners@mail.com. Grouptravelplanners@mail.com. Otherwise, send me a text and I'll get you the information. Okay? Happy to do so. All right, our next guest is Mandy Gunceraga. She is a former chief of staff with the Environmental Protection Agency under the leadership of Andy Wheeler. And she set and implemented environmental policy priorities for the Trump-Pence administration and was the liaison with the White House and other administrative agencies while she was at EPA. Mandy, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you this morning.
So, evidently, Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy, said presidents have nothing to do with the price of gas. They don't set gas prices, so look somewhere else to blame for the spike in gas prices. What do you say about that, Mandy?
I believe that's absolutely absurd, especially if you look at what this administration has done from day one, which is attack the U.S. domestic oil and gas industry, its workers, and they really don't care about the consequences it's been causing to the families and the communities on the receiving end of their disastrous policies. It's a no-brainer that if you constrain supply, which they've done, they started by shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, and all of this is complex, but it's all related when it comes to our oil and gas industry here in the United States. They shut down pipelines here. They are talking about raising taxes, establishing a methane fee, a carbon tax, and they are trying to prohibit investment into the expansion of what we have abundantly here, which is plenty of oil, plenty of natural gas, and what we know how to do in terms of extracting it is using it and refining it and consuming it in the cleanest, most efficient manner when compared to other industrial nations around the world. So it does stop with him. If I recall correctly, the president likes to say the buck stops with him, and it certainly does in the instance of rising gas prices in this country.
$80.93 at this hour on WTI, the benchmark crude in the United States, by the way. So thank you, Joe. Which does, by the way, lead to a lot of activity. We sort of have seen this movie before, haven't we, Mandy? And under the Obama administration, you had $100 gas prices. Thankfully, the private sector said, okay, we'll go to this while they were attacking things. So, there will be robust activity as that price continues to go up. And if the administration wanted to unleash American energy, the price would come down because supply would increase, right?
Yeah, and I would say one thing that's a little bit different from the Obama administration, you may recall the war on coal that was prevalent during the Obama years. The Biden administration has now expanded that to all traditional energy sources, including oil and natural gas. So, yes, while typically when prices go up, that generates a lot of private sector activity. The problem is because of the signals this administration is sending on raising taxes and constraining the ability to get permits and build out businesses through regulatory fiat, it's going to be very difficult for the private sector to respond to high prices and increase supply because they're dealing with an administration that absolutely does not want that to happen. And when they're being honest, they say, and you saw Jen Psaki recently, the press secretary, in an interaction at one of the White House press briefings, essentially shrug off high gas prices. She basically said, well, that's just something that's going to be a result of their climate change agenda. But that is an absurd premise because what we achieved in the Trump administration is a robust economy, the top oil and gas producers in the world, and the cleanest environment in terms of air, water, land, and reducing greenhouse gases. So you don't have to sacrifice one for the other. And this administration really wants prices to go up because they want to force Americans into electric vehicles and force energy grids onto unreliable renewable systems that are expensive. And the only way that they can do that is they make it so difficult for Americans to live and prosper under the current energy infrastructure that we have right now, which is largely fueled by oil, natural gas, and even coal.
And, you know, it's amazing that they're now sort of passing the buck, as you say, when, in fact, you have Joe Biden's own words pleading with OPEC to produce more oil, right? I mean, asking foreign adversaries to produce more oil and better compete against U.S. You know, producers. What'd you make of that move?
Well, it's mind-boggling. You know, it's not even a pro-America stance. It's an America last stance, and so they're suppressing the ability for us to be energy secure and independent. And they're handing a national adversary not only a win over us from an economic perspective, but a win over our allies that will be subject to them in the European countries. So it's really irresponsible. And I would say this too, you know, I would expand out liability. Yes, the buck stops with Joe Biden, but it's also the Democrats on Capitol Hill in the House and the Senate. I know some of your listeners, they reside under the constituency or within the constituency of John Tester. And they are supporting this type of agenda, which is harming their constituencies. And they're not defending them in front of the president and his advisors to push back.
All right, short break. A couple more minutes with our guest, former chief of staff in the Trump administration of the EPA. Any questions or comments on the hike in gas prices? We'll continue with our conversation after this. Don't go away. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of My Plains Apache.
Advances in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Questions, comments, welcome. 701-258-0550. Text welcome to 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Price of gas up under Team Biden. We're talking with former Trump administration official, chief of staff for Andy Wheeler at the EPA. Brought to you today by our friends at Pfeiffer's, America's land auctioneer. A busy week going on at Pfeiffer's, crisscrossing the great state of North Dakota. All of their auctions are online now. Go to Pfeiffer's.com. Many in-person and online, but they're all online. And they've got a big machinery auction coming up. It'll be happening today. In fact, this is 11 Mountain, so it's underway just moments ago. On a Baker, Montana, the Hurley Estate Machinery Auction. If you forgot about it, get on it right now. Also, next week in Kenmare, the Dennis Johnson Estate Equipment Auction. Correction, that's the week after. That'll be a Wednesday, October 27th. And then a host of all kinds of equipment auctions that are coming in November as well, including the Central Dakota Equipment Auction. Mark your calendar for that one, November 18th. Land auctions, too. Pfeiffer's.com or call them at 877-700-4099. All right, Mandy, let's talk about fixing this mess. Not that they do it in the Biden administration, but if you were advising them, what would you say would be the best fix to get out of this jam right now on the price of gas?
Well, I think the best fix would be to embrace the pro-U.S. economy agenda that was set out under President Trump that proved pre-COVID very, very successful. So they need to do away with this rhetoric of raising taxes. They need to look at regulations as not a means to shift consumers using certain technologies to other technologies, but rather laying a level playing field for meeting certain regulatory requirements and reducing overall costs. At the end of the day, the more freedom that you give to Americans as individuals, Americans as business owners, they will come up with the most innovative solutions to any issue. You just have to let them get out there and do what they do best, which is grow, expand, and create opportunity. And that's what we did in President Trump's administration. If they would embrace an approach like that, again, balanced regulatory requirements, do not raise taxes, then I think I know it would solve a lot of the issues, whether you're talking about inflation, constrained supply, and getting Americans back to work. And on that last point, they need to do away with continuing to spend trillions of dollars to pay people to stay at home. In states where they have rejected some of the additional federal funds for unemployment, you've seen people getting back into the workforce, which has reaped a lot of localized benefits. And so if that could be expanded across the United States, those localized benefits could be expanded throughout the country, and we could get back on a positive economic track.
By the way, some news that just came in. China is mocking climate targets and plans to build more coal plants. There's a summit coming up in a couple of weeks, and China will get lectured like the rest of the country by the UK, trying to get a global agreement on phasing out coal. What does China know that we don't know, Andy?
Well, you know, they understand that to be competitive and to have a strong economy, you have to have a reliable source of energy to do that. They get that. And they will engage in the climate rhetoric, but I think they kind of get the joke that it's not a serious conversation. And just to harp on that a little bit, I used to go to these United Nations conferences. I went when I was a U.S. senator on behalf of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, and then I went as part of the Trump administration. And it's the climate conference, but they do nothing but perpetuate processes that don't produce actual emissions reductions or tangible environmental improvements. It is such a waste of time and energy. Meantime, there's things that are actually occurring in the private sector. Look at our domestic oil and gas industry. First, you had hydraulic fracturing. Now, in the Bitcoin space, cryptocurrency, that is presenting a lot of new opportunities to use energy resources in a responsible manner and reduce emissions even more so than what we've experienced under the Trump administration. So, you know, look, China gets it's a game in terms of the climate discussions. They're investing in their economy. They don't do it as well as we do here in the United States. And it would be great if this administration understood that and, one, trusted the American people, invested in our energy workers and their families and their communities, and just unleashed the prosperity that comes along with that, because we'd just be in a much better position. And we can do that and continue to lead the world in environmental progress. Again, whether you're talking about clean air, clean land, or clean water, or reducing greenhouse gas emissions, we know how to do that better than anyone else. And it doesn't require sacrificing American jobs or economic prosperity. And it certainly doesn't, it doesn't require going over to United Nations conferences and capitulating to ridiculous criticism from the likes of the European Union.
Mandy Gunasiraga is former chief of staff for the EPA under the administration leadership of Andrew Wheeler, who was EPA director, and of course during the Trump-Pence administration. Appreciate your thoughts today. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Texter says, look at diesel went from 315 to 345 in Fargo in 2 weeks. Trucking, farming, trains, ships all run on diesel. That's where it really counts. That puts pressure on other prices to go up. Cost of energy goes up. Cost of everything goes up, guys.
That's how it works.
Pretty simple formula. And Manny said something that gets lost in the whole environmental debate, right? The climate lecturers that know better and wag your finger at it. Many times the same people, by the way, who are doing the same as it comes to your health.
Right.
You will, you shall, you must, right? That crowd. They never acknowledge the fact that the less energy development that happens here and happens elsewhere means the environment is less regulated.
Got to come from somewhere. And,
why wouldn't you? It's just like the China thing.
Yeah.
Coal power is under attack in North Dakota and all across the USA. Affordable, reliable energy comes from coal. All right. If you shut down plants here and you target plants here, they build more over there because they, number one, they get it. They understand it's affordable.
Like a dozen being built right now.
Reliable energy.
Yeah.
Last number I heard was like 80 a year. So, you know, do the math. 52 weeks. So, you know, over one a week going on over there. And, you know, they're doubling down, building more of the plants, and increasing more oil and gas exploration. They're the ones that benefit from extreme environmentalists getting their way over here, and the environment doesn't benefit from China because they don't regulate it. They don't care. They're doing whatever they can to get affordable, reliable energy. So it's counterproductive, as usual, with the folks on the left. It is amazing. When we come back... Fake news. Something that plagues us every day. That's why we love Newsmax. To see what Katie Couric did for fake news here not long ago? She decided to edit Ruth Bader Ginsburg's comments because Ruth Bader Ginsburg thought it was a bad idea to kneel at football games. We wouldn't want to hear that from the darling of the left, would we? More with this. Come on.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet fruit can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota sweet fruit. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday urged the private sector to help ease supply chain blockages that are threatening to disrupt the U.S. holiday season and beyond. Biden said the Port of Los Angeles would join the Port of Long Beach in expanding round-the-clock operations. The Des Moines Register is reporting Republicans in the Iowa House won a special election Tuesday and claimed a seat that had been held by Democrats in the state for decades. 55-year-old Pastor John Dunwell flipped Iowa House District 29 from blue to red after winning about 60% of the vote. The victory, which marks the second special election win for Republican in recent weeks, gives the party a 60-40 majority in Iowa's House. Guadalupe, California Police Chief Michael Cash helped save the life of a big rig truck driver on Monday as the driver fled the Alisal fire near Santa Barbara, California. The driver with lacerations to his head is expected to be okay. Cash says it was a humbling moment. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Greg Kelly, Newsmax, going to join us in a moment. Stay tuned for that. Tell you about my friends at MyPillow. Make today the day you say, I'm going to defy the force of corporate America against Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Fake news is out to get them. Corporate America's out. Everybody's out to get them. The swamp's out to get them. But we're standing with him, shoulder to shoulder. Number one, he makes great products. Inventor of MyPillow, but the list of products is incredible right now. In fact, I did a major boo-boo this morning in a hurry.
What's that?
Into the shower. I grabbed a non-MyPillow towel.
Ah, why bother?
And I thought, I'm telling this story on the radio today because it was like used a Kleenex or something. It was just
there is a difference.
Worthless.
Yep.
And I went, why would I do this when I have a whole shelf full of my pillows? Just one of those you got to weed out of the pile. But they actually dry you off. I know that's bizarre. If you go to frankspeech.com right now, $39.95, get you a set of towels that normally are $109.99. Really good deal. Sheets right now. Normally $109.99, $49.99. And every MyPillow product, the pillows, the pet beds, the towels, the sheets, the slippers, the sleepwear, everything. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Just use the promo code SCOTT at frankspeech.com or mypillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. That's right. I have Ruth Bader Ginsburg with Katie Couric. Katie Couric did an interview with her that is rather interesting, and I promise I want to play that in a minute. We're waiting for Greg Kelly to join us from Newsmax. I want to get his take on this as well. But I also promised to play Dr. Gupta from CNN getting in a little bit of a tussle with Joe Rogan, the podcaster. We said we played it earlier. You got that, Kev?
Yep.
Let her rip here.
Good to go.
Horse dewormer's not a flattering thing. I get
it's
that.
It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network, it's a lie that's a willing. That's a lie that they're conscious of. This is not a mistake.
Yeah,
they're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
Well, the FDA put this thing out. You saw that. Did you see that thing that the FDA put out?
What did the FDA put out?
It was a tweet, and it was snarky. I admit it. They said, you are not a horse, you are not a cow, stop taking this stuff, or something like that.
Why would you say that when you're talking about a drug that's been given out to billions and billions of people, a drug that was responsible for one of the inventors of it making the
Nobel Prize.
Winning the Nobel Prize in 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a drug that has been shown to stop viral replication in vitro. You know that, right? Why would they lie and say that's horse dewormer? I can afford people medicine, mother. This is ridiculous. It's just a lie.
I don't think anyone is thick.
But don't you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying? You know that they know that I took medicine. Like, here it is. This is ivermectin.
You got
this it right
you.
Here. Somebody gave it to me.
All right, hang on. The thing is, we're like going so fast. Like, I feel like I'm missing.
Do you think that's a problem that your news network lies?
Well, I don't.
Dude,
what did they say?
They lied
and
said I was taking horse dewormer. First of all, it was prescribed to me by a doctor.
Yeah.
Along with a bunch of other medications.
If you got a human pill, because there were people that were taking it, the veterinary medication, and you're not, obviously. You got it from a doctor, so that it shouldn't be called that. Ivermectin can be a very effective medication for parasitic disease, and as you say, it's probably, you know, I think, what, $250 million people have taken it around the world?
More.
I get that.
Way more.
So,
way more. Billions of people have taken it.
Can I just come back to the one I want to talk about? Two things on the ledger.
Before we get to that, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied, outright lied about me taking horse dewormer?
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming on your podcast.
But they did it with such glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, I watched.
Ha! And you know what? Nobody in any great number took horse dewormer. There was like, six cases or something of reports of people actually taking the veterinary medicine of that. There was nobody in any number. But they ran Joe Rogan into the ground on CNN.
And he called Dr. Gupta to task for it.
Yep.
Just another way we expose fake news around here. You want another one? Katie Couric. What does she just do? An interview a year now or something? I don't even really know how she's employed or anything.
She's kind of a big deal.
But she did an interview some time ago with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and somehow the full interview came out, and we learned that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked about football players who kneel and what she thought of that.
Right.
And Katie Couric now says she edited it out of the interview because she didn't want Ginsburg to get grief for her answer. Listen to the answer. Listen to this. You're going to love this.
How do you feel about San Francisco 49ers player Colin Kaepernick and other NFL players who have basically refused to stand for the national anthem?
What do I think? I think it's really dumb of them. Would I arrest them for doing it? No. I think it's dumb and disrespectful. I would have the same answer if you asked me about flag burning. I said I think it's a terrible thing to do, but I wouldn't lock a person up for doing it. I would point out how ridiculous it seems to me to do such an act. But it's dangerous to arrest people for conduct that is not doesn't jeopardize the health or well-being of other people. It's a symbol they're engaged in.
But when it comes to these football players, you may find their actions offensive.
Yes.
But what you're saying is it's within their rights to exercise those actions.
Yeah, if they want to be stupid, there's no law that should be prevented. If they want to be arrogant, there's no law that prevents them from that. What I would do is strongly take issue with the point of view that they are expressing.
Isn't it interesting? This is the darling of the left ripping football players for taking a knee. Didn't make it in the interview.
Give it up for RBG, though, huh? Yeah. So you want to be stupid?
Yeah.
Love it.
Now, guess what her reason for removing that was?
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
She wanted to protect her.
Yeah, that was it. Sure. I'm sure.
And
who's the guy from the New York Times and she asked about, should I leave that in? And he actually said you should leave it in. Which, wow, for them to say that.
Now, she's writing a memoir, wrote a memoir, and that's where she came clean on this now. Because that interview was done in 2016. Incredible.
Never hurt by what you don't say, I guess. Or not allowed to say.
Katie Couric, by the way, this is journalism, folks. It's as much of what they report as what they don't report. I've always said this. You know, their story selection and what they, you know, they have a agenda. Fake news has an agenda. And anything that comes counter to that agenda, they're going to selectively edit. That's not journalism. She said she was, this is Katie Couric now, she was conflicted about including the justice's comments because she was a big RBG fan. She admitted to seeking advice from some fellow journalists about what to do. Ultimately, the story she wrote for Yahoo News did include quotes from Ginsburg saying leaders were dumb and respectful, but left out the other remarks, saying those who kneel during the anthem were showing contempt of government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life. Edited that out. So RBG, the darling of the left, said, you yahoos that are kneeling for the flag show a contempt of government that have made it possible for your parents and grandparents to live a decent life.
And she's spot on with that.
She is. Was. Right. But Katie wanted to protect her. Maggie Haberman, who is a lefty of all lefty for the New York Times, reacted to that, said it's toxic on a lot of levels. Exactly right. It's why we hate fake news and why we love Newsmax, and our friend Greg Kelly joins us on the program. Greg, how are you?
Gents, I'm doing well. I you know, I've crossed paths with both of these people, by the way, Katie Couric and Maggie Haberman. Extensively, rather extensively. Now, listen, I can't stand the fake news. I can't stand the fake news. So much of it is fake. Now, hold your, just stay with me on this one. Katie Couric, number one, is making this admission herself, right? It's in her memoir. Now, there are some people out there who are misinterpreting what went down. Now, I got to be honest with you. You interview people all the time, especially in a pre-taped interview where it's not live. You and we're live right now, right? We're live on the radio.
On the radio. Yep.
Yeah. Right. Now, if we were having a long conversation, say off the air, that you were taping and we were going to use it some other day, right? We may talk about a whole bunch of stuff. And if I say the wrong thing or if I don't say it in the right way, I would expect one of you guys to, you know, cut me some slack and not make me look like an idiot, right? I would do the same for you. Lots of people do that. It's a fact of life. It's true. I mean, we may not like it. I'm telling you, folks, if you're listening, you sit down with the fake news. I tell people all the time when I have them on a podcast, look, if you don't like something, it embarrasses you, whatever, I'm going to take it out, all right? I do that. Especially with people, I love to interview people who haven't been on the radio before, TV before. I love finding out about everybody. So, regarding this moment with Katie, what you just played on the radio, what you just played, that conversation between Katie and RBG, that was aired. We heard so
the
that.
Right, the part that didn't air was the line about these kneelers during the anthem showing a contempt for a government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life. One would argue the most biting of her comments there. But you're right. Some of this aired. You're also right. Katie Couric's making a big deal of her own flub here by putting it in her bombshell. More of Greg Kelly's thoughts on this when we come back. A man taking on fake news every night on Newsmax.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan.
Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Fall is here. That means winter, for those who don't already have the 9 inches of snow that came in some spots, is around the corner. Schwann Buick GMC is a great selection of local trades, especially trucks and SUVs. And most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty free. Right now, save thousands in interest and some of the lowest finance rates available. They have payments to fit every budget, and as always, giving you the most money for your trade, and they might even buy it outright. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Continuing our chat with Greg Kelly from Newsmax. You can watch him every weekday evening. And by the way, if you have Roku and you miss it, they have it on demand, too. I love that, because they don't always get home in time to watch Greg live. Skewer Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris and Lloyd Austin. They got it last night. Before the fake news pile-on on John Gruden. Been good stuff this week. Greg, you're on fire. El Fuego, you're going after it. We were just talking about Katie Couric, who, by the way, is under attack because of things she put in her book about selectively editing Ruth Bader Ginsburg in an interview she did, that renowned columnist Meghan McCain says this is not the role of a journalist. New Republic columnist says completely indefensible for Katie Couric. BuzzFeed says, please allow Katie Couric to keep telling on herself and others. And the media research said, galaxy-level arrogance it must have taken to think RBG needed protection from herself. But you actually think the line that was edited out, specifically talking about those who kneel, showing contempt for a government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life, was taken out for the right reasons? Do I hear you correctly in saying that?
Well, right? Listen, look, I this is a book that I don't think she should have written. She's done herself and her legacy a hell of a lot of damage, Katie has. And there's a real nastiness there. Some have even argued a misogyny at work here. I have met Katie around town. I have. She's always been nice to me. I like her. She's actually a gifted she's gifted in terms of presentation and comfort. She's polished and comfortable and seemingly authentic at the same time. And now, look, I know this is not what you want to hear right now, and but I'm not going to be mean or to people who I know and like. I'm also going to say this, that, yes, look, we have an outrage culture, obviously. Dan Crenshaw wrote a book about this. That, you know, all the parties that you just mentioned, they sit around and they wait for something to be fed up and fired up over. Okay. I've done that myself. You just, and everybody kind of plays their role. For me, I'm not necessarily concerned with the outrage at the moment. What do they call it? An existential threat. I hate that word. Everybody misuses it, but that our democracy is dying before our eyes. And too many people are just going along with it. Things that really get me upset, and quite frankly, I think beyond my television show, doing a decent show every night, I think that we're at risk. It's the total exaggeration of January 6th, the persecution of those who have been arrested, the outlandish comments of judges equating them to domestic terrorists. It's all a lie. And if they're not lying, they have totally deluded themselves. These are the things that I think are serious and worthy of my show, which I urge people to check out, because I got to tell you something exciting. We're on the verge of beating CNN. If your listeners would take the time to call the cable company, get Newsmax, or download the app, we could make history all over again. You know, we started beating Fox for a while. And then January 6th happened and everything, the world was turned upside down and a lot of people got scared. A lot of people believe the fake news. We are very close to beating CNN, and that would be good. Possibly that would be good for me. It would be good for Newsmax. And I think, quite frankly, it'd also be good for the country, because CNN, as you pointed out, make a habit of not lying, of deluding themselves and trying to delude their viewers. That stunt that they pulled with ivermectin, I just loved it when Joe Rogan called them all out and the doctor was left there just flailing, had no real answer. So we're talking about the truth on my show. We go places that few others will go. A lot of them are afraid to go, or a lot of them, quite frankly, just haven't thought deeply of these issues, as I have, some of them. Some things I don't know about, some things I know a lot about. So I'm proud of the product we put out. By the way, it's what time is it here? It's almost noon. It's almost noon. What are you, an hour behind or 2 hours behind?
Yep, just coming up on 11 o'clock. Yep.
All right. So it's coming up on noon. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock, so that's 6 o'clock your time. And we could shock the fake news universe, I'm telling you, by beating CNN. CNN, a brand with global name recognition. I've got three people working with me putting on that show at 7 o'clock. Three. We're very, very proud of it. We're doing something that's very, very special. I appreciate, Scott, that you've been a big supporter, Chris. But we need more people out there. It's a competitive environment, and a lot of people, hell, they're just checked out, literally encouraged to smoke dope and watch Netflix. Netflix and chill, they say. But these times are too important.
These times are too important, and you're going to be better for watching it. So check them out. Newsmax, Greg Kelly, 6 tonight, 5 Mountain. We have listeners in both. Greg, God bless you. Keep fighting, my friend.
Thank you, sir. All the best.
Folks, did you know that the oil and gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? Oil, natural gas, it's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities, fueling North Dakota. Also, PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors, fill up lowest prices anywhere. And home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. That's what's for lunch today. Home cooking at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett and Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.